BJ Lederman has composed the theme music for a lot of NPR shows. On May 6th, he'll release his first album, and it's a lot different from his jingles.
This album that I'm releasing, BJ, is sort of a Hail Mary pass to a second career.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. When he was a kid, BJ Lederman's parents had him watch the Beatles make their appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
And that was it. You know, all of their wishes of me growing up to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever went right out the window.
Growing up, Lederman says he and his pal would play piano and drums to their favorite Beatles tunes.
We were pretty much Beatlemaniacs. You know, depending on which one you want to be, if it's all the same with you, Yoko.
BJ Lederman's big break in the public radio world came in 1979. He had a friend who worked at NPR, and that friend passed along a demo tape of Lederman's jingles along to the producer of an unnamed morning show. That show was later called Morning Edition. Now back then, most member stations played lots of classical music. So Lederman's assignment was to come up with something that wasn't too jarring for the listeners.
So I actually came up with a pseudo-classical introduction that morphed in the way of a backward sound effect, much the way the Beatles used to do. We actually turned the 24-track tape over on the machine and ran it backwards while I hit a cymbal crash and a piano chord simultaneously.
Almost 40 years later, and a few updated versions later, that theme still signals NPR's morning news magazine show. Lederman says NPR paid him about $5,000 for the theme, but they also agreed to give him a credit after every show.
Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I say this sincerely.
And of course, my name being BJ Lederman and not John Smith, it just sticks out there.
Lederman says all the teasing he got through elementary and high school for his name, BJ, was all worth it. People recognize it. And BJ is the name of his debut album.
Once a fine young dreamer, witness to the time when the one who bears the answer comes at last.
It's a project that's been 30 years in the making. He says he's lazy, and that's why it took him so long. The album features 15 original songs, and you can hear Lederman singing in most of them. But there are a few instrumental tracks as well. Some of them even feature banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck.
I'm sure that public radio member stations will be using them all over the country for their station breaks to talk over between segments of Morning Edition and Weekend Edition. I can just see it now.
Lederman envisions himself performing this music in public radio cities all over the country to help member stations raise money to pay for shows like the ones he writes music for.
A lot of the listeners don't realize that NPR doesn't give these shows out to the member stations. Member stations have to pay serious fees to air Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, Marketplace, wait, don't tell me, the others, every year. So that's my, you know, part of giving back.
While BJ Lederman is most known for his theme music, he says his true passion is getting on stage with a band and rocking out.
What a
BJ Lederman's debut album, BJ, comes out next Saturday, May 6th. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.
I've been walking the beach all night trying to figure it out. Held aloft by the wings of hope on a wind of doubt. We've been together much too long not to give it a try. But when you hand me your ultimate foregone conclusion, something snaps inside and I know.